Chapter 2. Was it the sudden breeze that rippled through the patio that made Claudia shiver, or the chill of realizing that Kylie's birthday was a mere 11 days away? 11 days to find Rodney Powers and persuade him to return little Kylie to her mother. Maybe he'll relent and bring her back on his own before then, she thought, but that was not something they could count on. Are you sure this Brother Harold person wouldn't be the best place to start? Asked Claudia. If Rodney wants to become an elder. Erin shook her head. Wives are the helpers of their husbands. It's our job to be supportive, not contentious. Brother Harold would just tell me to follow Rod's lead. He wouldn't want me to be disobedient.
Disobedient? Kelly repeated in a tone of disbelief.
Disobedient? Erin, has anyone told you we're living in the 21st century? Women are not chattel anymore. What you just said makes me want to throw up.
Erin's chin went up.
I know what century it is. Thanks so much, Kelly. The point is, we interpret the Bible literally, and the wife is supposed to obey her husband, so don't give me a hard time, okay? The man is the head of the family, the responsible one. It's the wife's role to raise her children and support her husband. Besides, Brother Harold has been so good to me. I wouldn't want to...
Wait a minute, Kelly broke in.
Are you afraid of this Harold guy?
Of course not, Erin shot back.
He's our teacher, our leader. He does what's best for us. We love him.
How does he know what's best for you? God damn it, that's all about handing over responsibility to someone else. Grow up and raise your own kid. What about what's best for Kylie?
For Kylie, too? Brother Harold has, like, he's got a direct line to God. He and the other elders feed us our spiritual food when we need it. We listen and learn from them, and we follow their direction.
Loud alarm bells were clanging in Claudia's head, and she could see from Kelly's appalled expression that she was hearing them, too.
But what if you don't agree? Said Claudia. What if you think differently from what they tell you?
Erin smiled that irritating, peaceful smile again.
Why would I doubt the word of God when we're getting everything we need from the elders? It'd be foolish to engage in independent thinking.
That sounds to me like you're quoting someone, Claudia said. Before Erin could respond, Kelly angrily interrupted.
I can't believe that you or they would think it's best to take a 3-year-old away from her mother.
In Jephthah's daughters, she would be raised to be a priestess in service of the Lord God in the new earth. Tell me, what's so wrong with that?
Not for the first time since Erin had arrived, Claudia found herself puzzled by Kelly's younger sister. Erin, why are you here? You said you don't want Kylie to go into this program, and now you seem to be arguing that it's a good thing for her.
Erin's face crumpled. I'm just so confused. I don't know what to think, except I've got to get my baby back before it's too late, and Rod hands her over.
That's the first credible thing you've said this morning, Kelly said.
Have you thought about what you're going to do when we find Rodney? Asked Claudia. Do you expect to kidnap Kylie yourself? Do you even have a place to take her?
They'll stay with me, said Kelly, turning to her sister with as serious an expression as Claudia had ever seen her wear.
Maybe I can make up for not being there for you before, Erin. We'll work it out. But first, we have to find them.
Thank you, Kelly. I'd be super grateful if you let me stay for now for a few days. But I can't leave the church. It's the only way we're going to be saved.
Once again, Erin's eyes welled up and the tears spilled over.
I hate this. I want to do the right thing.
Are you sure there's nobody your husband might have told about his plans? Claudia asked.
Erin picked up the sandwich from her plate and bit into it, chewing absently while she thought it over. She swallowed and said,
You know, Rod does have a close friend at the Ark.
Can't imagine that James would help him do something like this, but I guess it's possible.
Rod might have talked to him and told him what he was doing.
We were given a cell phone so we could call in while we were away, so he could have called him.
You don't have your own cell phone?
Kelly sounded incredulous, and Claudia could see her frustration with her younger sister growing.
We don't need our own phone. We're almost always at the Ark.
Who is this friend of Rod's, and how can we get a hold of him?
Claudia interrupted before they could get off track and start a debate about cell phone ownership.
His name is James Miller. Rod and James have known each other all their lives. They're as close as brothers. If he was going to ask anyone for help, it would be James. You know, never mind, that wouldn't work.
What? Kelly demanded. What are you thinking?
James will be at our rally tonight in Burbank. He's in charge of the AV. When we hold a rally, he's the one who sets up the projector and the computer and everything.
A rally? Echoed Claudia.
We have rallies every couple of months in different locations. People who are interested in getting saved come to hear Brother Harold. He opens them up to some of the TBL teachings.
You mean they'll be recruiting new members? Claudia said.
Well, it's more than that, but I guess you would see it that way.
We could go, Claude, Kelly said, getting excited. We'll kick some spiritual ass.
Erin made a gulping sound as if her sister's remark shocked her. A far cry from the 15-year-old runaway who had taken refuge from the mean streets of Hollywood at the TBL Ark.
What? Kelly said. I meant it in the nicest way.
We'll pretend we're interested in joining and get this James Miller to tell us what he knows.
Claudia had less enthusiasm for the idea.
That's easier said than done.
If we go, let's just talk to him face to face. We don't have to pretend.
No, Kelly's right, Erin broke in. As much as I hate the thought of not being totally upfront with Brother Harold, it's better if you act like you're interested. James is more likely to talk to you that way.
Don't worry, Erin. I'll get him to talk, Kelly said, with a suggestive wiggle of her hips.
You might want to remember there's a child at stake here, Claudia said, irked by what she saw as Kelly's cavalier attitude. The police may call Rodney's note ambiguous, but I don't like the sound of it, and I'm not crazy about the handwriting either.
But that's not how he always writes, Erin protested,
making Claudia wonder why she felt the need to defend the husband who had run off with their daughter.
He printed like that for this note, so it's significant.
Well, he doesn't always print like that.
What's it mean, anyway?
The printing is done very slowly and carefully, which indicates a stronger-than-average need for control. Block printing makes it easier to control the pen, and that translates into controlling other aspects of life.
Then there's the writing pressure.
Claudia turned the paper over and showed Erin the indentations on the back side. In general, the degree of pressure the pen exerts on the paper, in other words, how hard you press down, symbolizes how much aggression you're carrying around and how much you acted out against the world. The pressure in this handwriting is pretty heavy, which equals a lot of aggression and frustration. Erin reached out and snatched the paper back.
It's not all that bad, she said, folding it into a small square and pushing it into her jeans pocket.
Kelly threw up her hands.
Erin, I brought Claudia into this because she's one of the top handwriting experts in the country. But she's got experience investigating crimes, too.
Erin looked startled.
Crimes? We're not talking about a crime.
I know you must be feeling conflicted, Erin, Claudia said. I'm sure you love your husband and don't want to think he would do anything bad.
But if he doesn't always write like this, then the change tells us that he's feeling high anxiety right now.
He's behaving in ways that he might not usually. His taking off with Kylie this way is not all right, and you're going to have to face the fact that he may be planning something that...
No! Stop! Don't say it! Just find him. Please, just find him.